from around the globe. This is Web Fiction World.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of Web Fiction World. My name is Anna Hart and I'm here with my trusty sidekick MCM to ramble about the wondrous world of web fiction. Today we'll be discussing how and why people start writing web fiction and hopefully along the way give you some useful information on how to get started yourself. Right, MCM?
Yes, I fully agree with everything you just said.
We'll also have a reading later on in the show, but I think first, before we begin, since it's pretty much, you know, the second episode, maybe we should give a brief intro on who we are for those of you who don't know us. MCM, would you like to begin?
Oh, all right. I'm a web fiction writer, and I'm also the founder of a thing called 1889 Labs, and we do crazy web fiction stuff, and also print stuff, if you can't read computer screens because you're broken. And that's pretty much me.
Stuff what? Is a very scientific term there.
Thingy, sorry.
Almost as good as thingy. My name is Anna, as I mentioned before, and I'm a web fiction writer as well. And I've written one entire novel, I'm working on something else, and yeah, actually, I don't have anything to say about myself either. Bad intro. We'll have to practice better for the next time.
Let's
move on.
All right.
Thingies. Yeah. Right. Should we just move on and talk and pretend that people know who we are?
Yes, that sounds good.
All right. Right. So why don't we start with why people start writing web fiction? I mean, MCM, why did you start writing it?
Oh, why did I start writing web fiction? Because I had cool ideas and I didn't feel as if they were cool enough to do anything serious with, so I thought I would just post them onto my website. And then, and I've actually heard this from a lot of other people who are in web fiction, that they think that they've come up with this novel idea of posting things on their website, and then it's only after, you know, 6 months or a year of doing it that they come in contact with the rest of the web fiction world and find out that they were kind of inventing the wheel in a tiny little corner of the universe, and then they feel very stupid. So I've just gone and admitted it on behalf of all of these people. So I felt very stupid when I discovered that I hadn't made this up. So that's why I started. And it's just a lack of self-confidence. How are you?
I'm actually the opposite. I was reading web fiction before I began posting my own work. I've always been a fan fiction fan as well. But I think I started actually posting online because Above Ground, my first web fiction, I didn't think I could sell it to any market. It's kind of weird post-apocalyptic fantasy stuff with werewolves and monsters. And I just figured no one's going to buy this, so I'm writing it anyway. I really enjoy writing it. I'm just going to put it online and see if anyone else likes it or if I'm alone and crazy. And it actually had the really good side benefit of I had a really long track record of never finishing anything I started. And having those weekly deadlines of having to write a chapter every week meant that I actually finished the entire novel. And so I think that's something I've heard from other authors as well, is they're not able to finish stories otherwise unless they have those deadlines or readers going, where's the next chapter? Hurry up. And so that's kind of probably my main reason for starting. And then I kind of got addicted to having all this feedback and readers going, no, why did you do that? And, you know, this should happen next. And then me doing the opposite just to piss them off.
You're a bad person. But okay, yes. Oh, wait, I do that too.
Yeah, you do worse than I do.
I do not. I was going to say, you said that you couldn't you didn't think that you'd be able to sell it to any market. My favorite reason for here that I've heard of people doing web fiction, and everyone always says it in a wonderfully self-deprecating way, is they say, I got into web fiction because I had a really great novel, and I thought if I posted online chapter by chapter, then a publisher would see it and pick it up, and then I'd become rich and famous. And not really. That's never going to happen. And they always have that that sad moment where they realize that they're just going to have to embrace web fiction now because it's not going to get published that way.
And that's
my favorite kind of, I know it sounds like really dark humor, but it's anyone who
You're
does
cruel.
That kind of thing. No, you get to that point, the point of like a month in and then somebody came to your site and said, yeah, that's never going to happen. And you realize that they're right. And then you feel really depressed about it. So yeah, That's another very, very common reason for writing web fiction, is that you didn't understand what you were getting into. So,
yeah, well, that's a word of warning to our listeners. If you do want to sell your idea or your novel to or get it, you know, traditionally published, don't post it online, because posting it online counts as publishing the work, and no publisher wants to accept a already published title.
Yeah.
So worth considering a reason not to do web fiction. There's a really good Goodreads group called for web fiction, and there's a nice thread in there, what inspired you to turn yours into a serial killer. And one of the comments that I thought was quite interesting was to do with the story that the author was writing really fits the medium of serial fiction. And that's, I think, when you're writing chapter by chapter, it's something that you can't really have with a novel, you know, this kind of bite-sized updates and like having the story grow organically, influenced by readers and by your mood and, you know, your progression as a writer over time. So it's kind of worth considering as well if you want to experiment. I mean, I wouldn't say that writing a web fiction is at all similar to writing a novel. I mean, have you found it to be different, MCM? Because you've written full novels as well.
No, it's really different, and that's the thing that is really great about web fiction is I'm a little bit extreme in this regard, but I think everybody has this in common that when you write web fiction, because you're doing kind of episodic structure, you have like everything you post has to have something to it. In a novel, you can have almost a throwaway chapter. It adds something, but it doesn't add a lot. It doesn't necessarily have to hold anyone because it's in the middle of a giant block of paper. So the person's going to have to read it one way or another. With web fiction, you want to make sure that every posting you do has something that's going to make the person come back, because this might be the one that they arrive at, and you want it to kind of hold them and bring them to the next chapter eventually. So it's a much more involved medium than novels, which can really just be self-indulgent and lazy. So
anti-traditional publishing much?
No, it's nothing to do with that. But you look at like really old serials, and when I say really old, like say 19th century sort of stuff, they had that thing where every installment had to have kind of substance to it, and that kind of went away in the early 20th century, where you know novels came into their own, and they became, I'd even go so far as to say, more artistic, kind of like, who cares about engaging readers? It's all about the artistic process. And web fiction is kind of more purely storytelling. It's almost like sitting in a tavern and making up a story for a bunch of people. And you have that, you have to keep them engaged or you won't get any money at the end of the night. Not that we do anyway. So, oh, another good reason, best reason ever for starting web fiction. I can't remember who it was that said it, but they said, I saw somebody had a PayPal tip jar on their website and they were doing web fiction. And I thought, that's for me. And I'm like, ha ha, that was stupid. Anyway, I'm done now. You can go talk for a
Well, I was just thinking maybe, you know, we've given some reasons of why people start writing web fiction. We haven't really discussed how they should. I mean, how do people begin? I don't even remember. It was so long ago that I started writing. I think I set up a blog on WordPress and kind of put one chapter up and just sat there quietly and waited for someone to come and praise me, and nothing happened. And then I put another chapter and another, and slowly people started trickling in. But I mean, what would you say if we had to like write a manual for how to start writing web fiction? I've never really thought of this, so I'm just going to pass it back to you and hope that you have better ideas than I do.
That's just cheap. I've been giving this a great amount of thought. There are a lot of different options, but I think that the number one thing is when you're doing any kind of web fiction, you see it, what other people are doing, and you can get very lost in the details. And the most important thing is go to WordPress.com or Blogger or even LiveJournal go there and just set up something and just start writing and posting things, because nobody's going to read a single chapter. I mean, they might, but it's highly unlikely. They're going to want to read, you know, six or seven of your postings. And once you get to six or seven, just write some more and keep the momentum going, because, you know, you can have a fancy widget. You can have, you know, great chapter navigation and whatever else you want to do. None of that matters if they don't have something to read. And, you know, some people want to get in at the very beginning, and some people want to see that you're kind of reliable and you're going to continue posting, but you have to be prepared for just, you know, do the absolute bare minimum. Really, your web fiction is a blog with your story in it, and do as much of it as you can to prove that you can actually do it, because it's actually not as easy as it seems at first. So that's the fundamental thing. So just a really simple WordPress account, and, you know, really, they have some wonderful themes there. Don't even look at them. If you start doing that, you'll disappear down the rabbit hole and never come back. So,
I can spend a whole day, when I wouldn't want to update my web fiction, I would just redo the whole theme and like find new artwork and get really excited and make it look really pretty. And then at the end of the day go, I still need to finish that chapter for tomorrow.
Exactly. That's why you don't do it at the start, because you need to not feel happy about it for that day on chapter 8 when you were supposed to be posting, and you're like, I don't want to, and then you go browsing through the themes. It's a procrastination tool, but you can't procrastinate at the very start. It doesn't count. So,
but I think, I mean, obviously, I would recommend using WordPress. I prefer WordPress over Blogger, but just for some reasons is, you know, how it's got the inbuilt comment system and the whole RSS thing. Everything's laid out. Some authors, like Lynn Thornalders, built her own website using HTML, and that can work quite. She's actually done quite a good job that way. But people are very comfortable and familiar with the blog format of WordPress and Blogger. So I think sticking to, especially if you don't have coder knowledge, I'm a prime example. Sticking to something like WordPress that really does it all for you would be the best way to start. And you can always then move your website on to something fancier, or get someone like MCM to make you a website one day.
One day. Yes. No, I was ignoring that. Also going to add that even if you do know what you're doing with coding, because there are a lot of people who write web fiction who come from a web development kind of background. Take it from me, coming from the same place. Don't try and build it yourself. You need to know what you want. And the best way to do that is to build it in something like WordPress, run it for 6 months, and then say, wow, here's a giant list of all the reasons why this sucks, and here's how I'm going to fix it. But you just can't appreciate it until it happens.
I may need to interject just a little bit. Hi, I'm Fess, the producer of this show. Trying to stay off the air, but I do have to say, if you do want to go with WordPress or Blogger or some other service out there, or templates, basically. If you go to W3 Schools, search for W3 Schools on Google, you will find all the help you'll need to do things on your own for CSS and other coding. They got definitions and how to use this and what does this mean, where to put that. A great resource if you're trying to build on your own or edit an existing template. W3 Schools, very useful. That's all.
Wow, I've learned something new today. Maybe Fesh should be hosting this show because I didn't know about that.
But that's about all I can contribute to a web fiction podcast. So anyway, continue if you may.
Well, if you've got the website sorted, I think the other thing MCM mentioned, that the second step is kind of commitment, dedication. You need to, I would recommend, if you want to get started, to have, you know, at least 5 chapters ready to go. I posted about 6, just to show people that you will update. And pick, I'd say the next step is probably just to pick an update schedule and stick to it. Because it's the same with webcomics. You know, you've got to show people that you expect them to be there and that you're going to deliver, you know, whether they're there or not, because that shows that you really care about what you're doing. I think that's quite probably one of the most important things. And it's very difficult to do. And it's so easy to say at the beginning, oh, I'll update 3 times a week and it'll be fine because I can generally do that. But then, you know, you're sick for 1 week and, you know, that's 3 updates gone. So you've got to pick something quite reasonable that you think could be a bit easy, but then will be you'll be able to stick to, even if you, I don't know, get pneumonia and are in hospital or something, or get run over by a car. You know, okay. Or if you're old, like MCM.
I knew it was coming. If you get hit by a car, then I think most people would appreciate that you're going to be typing a little slower. Well, I mean, it depends on where your hands were when you got hit. But that's the number one danger I see with a lot of web fiction, including my own, is you say, I can do 3 days a week, no problem. It's like, no, you can't. Maybe you can't. You'd have to be crazy, though. You should probably pick something a lot more doable, because you'll probably find that you go through a phase especially when you start the web fiction, where you feel like you can conquer the world, and then you'll get to that point where you want to spend an entire week kind of redesigning the website a little bit, and then at the end of it, you realize you haven't posted anything and you don't even really have a good excuse for it. And that's really bad. So plan for the absolute worst, because it will happen. And I only have the negative things to say, but it's if you work around all the negativity that I say, it's really lots of fun. So
don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. and then I think people worry also about, like, what is the right update frequency? I mean, I wouldn't say there's a particular formula or like a right amount. I used to, I do like once a week for me is my good quota. Some people do, I think Maylin Miranda might do twice a week.
Yeah.
She's amongst the more prolific writers. With another serial I wrote, which is on a much smaller scale, I did once a month. So I think it's quite, I'd say once a month is probably the most patient, that really tests readers' patience. Any longer than that, and I don't know whether they'll come back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what would you say is the kind of ideal update frequency? Is there one?
I think once a week is, if you're starting out, once a week is good. I think you kind of get a sense for your own schedule and your own tolerance as you go. And you should only go to something more if you feel like once a week is just too lazy for you, because it's really hard to do 2 of these a week.
I'd agree with you. Maybe I'm just lazy, but
well, that too. But yes.
And then another thing I think people would worry about is not only how often to update, but how long. I mean, you know, we're talking strictly about web fiction here, nothing else, nothing rude. But how long is a good length? You know, what kind of word counts is an ideal length? And I think I was generally around the 1,000 1,200 mark, but I've seen people who update more frequently with shorter updates, or people who are less frequent and then have, you know, maybe 2,000, 3,000 word chapters. How did you use, did you ever think about word counts, MCM, or did you just wing it?
Did I ever? I actually did a bit of research on this topic, and of course everything can be proven to be otherwise, but what I found out was that around the 1,000 word mark, 1,000 words per week is ideal. You can definitely go higher and you can definitely go lower, but it's in that range. That's what people feel most comfortable with. If you go from go up to say 2,000 in a week, you lose a lot of your more kind of casual readers. So the people who are doing 3,000 words a week have a very, very dedicated fan base that will stay for that. But they might actually be giving up some of their more kind of transient people who would come by and read something as long as it wasn't too long. For whatever reason, 1,000 tends to be the perfect number for the length of a chapter. But then that's per week, so you could do, if you did two updates in the week, then they could be like 500 each or 600 each or something like that. And then it's just a question of how much story can you tell in 1,000 words, which can sometimes be a bit of a challenge.
I can't believe you researched this. Is what you like, do on rainy days?
No, it was a sunny day. It was in the summer, and it was the sun was shining and stuff. I don't go outside, do you?
Yeah, you know, where there's like the sun and the air and the wind and ice cream can be bought and stuff.
You can have ice cream delivered to your house, thank you very much.
It doesn't taste as good, no. Just because you live in Canada and nobody wants to go outside there.
But, it's like, outside is pretty much like ice cream here, so. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Another thing, I've just kind of, as you were rambling on, I was kind of thinking about other issues people might have when they're getting started, other concerns. What about to edit or not to edit? I think there's a lot of people who are just thinking, you know, how much do they have to edit their work before it's posted, and are they allowed to go back and edit things? I would really say no. That's my answer.
To all of it?
To everything. But I would say, like, the whole point of web fiction is just kind of, you know, immediate writing from the author to the reader, and to go back and edit things, unless it's something that really needs to be edited, like a typo or, you know, you've put the wrong character name or something. I'd say try to avoid that as much as possible, because otherwise you'll just get bogged down editing your old work, and then you won't have the story moving forward. You might even start missing your update schedule. So, I mean, unless, I don't know, are you a fan of editing?
Editing? No. That's pretty much it. It's you want to have. You think about it, once you get to something like 15 chapters, there are going to be people who are reading through it at different times, and they're going to find things to that they found that they want, that they think should be changed. And if you make it in any way your policy to go back and change what you've already written at that stage, that's like every chapter you do, you've increased the odds that you're never going to get it back on schedule again. It doesn't actually do anything. It's so much more fun to have it so that in chapter 5, you said that this character, whole family was killed in a car accident, and you didn't actually intend for that to happen, and you don't remember it later. So then they say that the family is living in Switzerland, and then you have to reconcile the two. And that's like part of the fun of web fiction, is catching yourself in your own lie and then having to work around it, as opposed to being able to go back and edit the previous chapter and say, oh, actually, they're still alive and they're living in Switzerland. This is boring. That's what real novelists do. So,
but yes. I'm getting a lot of aggression from you today towards real novelists. No?
No, I love real novelists. They're really great people. They just have an easier time of things, that's all. So,
right. Yeah. Well, I guess I agree with you. Any other things you can think of why people start writing web fiction or how they start writing it before we jump to our reading for this episode?
Yes, I want to go to the one thing that we should probably touch on in greater detail at a later date, but the really big one. If you're writing web fiction and you're starting out writing web fiction because you want to have a whole bunch of people leaving you gushing comments about how wonderful you are, you should probably let go of that little hope and just remember that you're writing for the audience, but you're also writing for the satisfaction of knowing that those people will never ever write to you, because it's kind of dispiriting when you write you've been writing for a good number of chapters and absolutely nobody leaves you any comments whatsoever, and you kind of feel like you're doing it wrong, but you're not. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, the comments do come eventually, but when you start, it's really kind of like, is there anyone here? I see you in the stats, but nobody's saying a word. So that's like the most important thing, I think, is don't give up just because it seems like nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, definitely. I think wasn't there some research and it was only 1 in 10 visitors will leave a comment or something like that. I think so. Like, you know, you may have 100 visits on your website and then and that's 1 in 10 is maybe even being generous. Like I'd say on a good chapter, you know, sometimes I'd have, when I first started out, I'd have like 10 comments and that was really exciting because, you know, I'm like, wow, there's so many people reading my work. And then I'd look at the stats and be like, actually there are more people. I guess they're just too lazy to know what that comment button is at the bottom.
Well, that's the other thing. You hear a lot of from readers who come to the site and see it, and they want to leave a comment, but they don't know what they would say, and you know they don't want to sound stupid, or they think, you know, maybe they'll wait till it's all done and then comment. Then I've heard that a lot. That's a really great one. You feel really bad for them because it's like, what if it never ends? But, then you're never going to say anything. Won't you feel bad? But yeah, that's the biggest thing is it. If you're thinking, really, if you're thinking of starting a web fiction project, don't kind of get too hung up on interactions with the audience, because it will happen. But if you are waiting for it, then you'll, you know, die or something. So.
Whoa, dark stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Should we take a brief break and have the reading now, I guess, unless there's any other gems of insight from our resident goth author?
Goth. Oh, my God. Emo, thank you very much. Nope. I have no other gems of wisdom. I didn't even have any before now either, so.
Oh, whoops. My mistake.
Yeah,
right. I know. Let's have the reading then.
This program is a part of the Webcast Beacon Network and is hosted on the Rampage Network. Follow us on Twitter at WebFiction Radio. Email us at webfictionworld@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail by calling 1-320-310-0922. The Webcast Beacon Network. Covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. Webcomics, comic news, tropes, and web fiction at webcastbeacon.com. Now, back to our show.
Spots, the Space Marine. A web serial by M.C. Hogarth. Read by Jason Strasberg. Part 6, The Violinist. Are you sure we should be here, Klaus? Relax, Spots. Everyone checks their equipment before a mission. Hairball and Whiskers were probably just here. If they were just here, doesn't that mean the equipment's already been checked? We do our own. Spots, quick! Klaus grabs Spots and pulls her behind an equipment locker as the door to the darkened armory opens. Two armed guards step through and take position beside the door. Then a thin, tall silhouette ducks to enter, and the smell of thyme and spice fills the air. Is that a... Oh my gosh, Klaus, that's a violinist! Spots, wait! Spots dashes out and almost into a 9-foot-tall alien resembling a streamlined praying mantis. It has a wedge-shaped head with large, multifaceted eyes and 2 back-swept antennae. It has 3 pairs of arms, the topmost ending in long, hand-like appendages the middle sporting a set of scythe-like pincers with serrated edges, and a vestigial set near the joint of the thorax and abdomen. Its carapace is painted in fluorescent designs along its back, sides, and up around six spiracles arranged in vertical rows on the thorax, three to a side. It sees spots, pauses, then speaks through these holes, a breathy song-like sound. The vestigial arms glide together to add a counterpoint. Pardon, have we intruded? Oh, no, no, we were just checking the armor. Ah, we also came for this purpose. Claus hisses her name from the corner. She ignores him. Really? Yes. Before each engagement, we take a visual inspection and take data to compare to the data after the engagement. This allows us to design better technology for your use. Oh, you... You were one of the violinists who gave us the technology. The alien approximates a bow. We have that memory, yes. Wow. That's amazing. We are glad you approve, Mother. How did you know I'm a mother? Your body has the scent memory of milk and blood. We have learned to associate this with mammalian mothers. You are here to inspect our work? I... sort of. We're going out tomorrow and... Pardon us. Did you say you were going out? You mean, in our work? Yes. You? A mother? The lower arms make a somehow distressed trill. We did not know our work would be used for such important purposes. Spots reaches to touch, but thinks better of it. It has served very well so far. We are glad to hear it. A pause. You wish to know our lineage? No. Your lineage? To smell the paint. It speaks of our lineage and its accomplishments. I don't know if my nose is that good, but I'm honored to try. The alien extends its middle arm, Spots eyes the blade-like pincher, and reaches over to sniff hesitantly at the fluorescent paint. I'm sorry, it smells... good. But I don't understand what it says. It is no surprise. Humans do not appear to have good talent in that way. Maybe you could explain it to me. Claus starts to say something. Another day, when it's convenient. We would be honored, Mother Soldier. We have been named Samuel Colt by the humans, if you wish to ask for us. Thank you. Samuel Colt. I'll remember. Come on, Claus. Claus inches around the locker, giving the alien a wide berth, and follows Spots out. In the corridor. Are you crazy? Talking to one of the fiddlers? What's wrong with talking to them? They're our allies. Haven't you noticed they kind of look like the bugs we're fighting? They've admitted the bugs are from their planet. They also gave us the technology we used to kill them, Claus. You're way too trusting, Spots. Claus squints at her, leans over and snaps fingers in front of her face. Hello? Earth to Spots. Come in, Spots. Sorry, I was just wondering why he kept saying we all the time. Do you think he'd explain if I asked him later? There's not going to be a later, Spots. I guess you're right. Wistful. I would have liked to have known.
That was Back Home by Jackal Queenston off the album Conquer on Lapfox at lapfoxtracks.com.
MCM.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting there. I was giving a bit of space. All right. So we're back, and I've been given permission to speak. Isn't this great? And I'm going to be cheerful for the rest of the show, because that's so natural for me. And now we're... Oh, I can't do it. All right. So now we're going to talk about kind of more practical do's and don'ts for doing web fiction. So the first part was, I mean, I covered the don'ts pretty well, I think. So now we're going to talk about do's. So is there anybody out there who's positive, who has a cheery disposition, maybe? Anyone? No?
No.
All right. Well, there you go. It's only the don'ts today. Okay, so I'll ask you then, what is a big important do if you are going to start your first web fiction piece?
Is that a question to me?
Yes, that's a question to you. Who else is here?
I don't know. I was, maybe your imaginary friend. Like, you know, you're mumbling. I wasn't sure it was to me.
My imaginary friend is much nicer to me, so.
Exactly. That's why he's imaginary.
Oh, it's true. Okay, carry on.
I'd say your first do is to just have a backlog of updates. So have at least, before you begin setting things up, have, you know, 5-6 chapters written and ready to go. Back
okay.
to you.
I have a don't.
We should
that.
Have a competition. Okay. Who can invent more advice?
Okay, invent. I'm not inventing. I'm drawing on. Okay, the don't, the one that goes with that. Do have a backlog. Don't invent the entire story, start to finish, with every last little detail in between, because a huge part of the fun is the interaction with the audience. And if you have got everything worked out to such a degree, then you're not going to want to really be flexible, and it's not going to be nearly as much fun for you. All right, back to you.
Well, you know, you mentioned reader interaction, so I'm going to say do respond to reader comments whenever you get them, because they are precious. And I think as a reader, if you're reading web fiction and you leave a comment and the author takes the time to respond, it shows that the author cares about what you're saying. And it also encourages, I think, other people to leave comments as well, because, you know, they see that you're reading their comments and that you're willing to interact with them. So definitely respond to reader comments, and respond, obviously, graciously. If there's a mean comment, just ignore it. Never, like, oh, no, that's a don't. But
Hey, that was what I was going to do.
Well, respond to reader comments and be nice.
Yes. And okay. And so my don't is don't get into flame wars with people unless you really, really want to, but you have to know exactly what you're doing there. So if somebody comes and they dislike something about one of your posts and they say something somewhat nasty, probably best not to respond to it. Unless you're a very political person and you like to get into arguments with people, in which case you might really help your readership and, you know, become very, very popular, or you might utterly screw it up. It kind of depends on what your views are like. So if you kind of have fringe views and maybe you're a little bit crazy and stuff like that, might not want to respond. So, okay.
But I'm just going to add to your piece there. It's just, you know, remember that, you're the brand, you know, so like, it's not just your story. It's also, the story is a piece of you. So if you complain or have arguments in a public setting with people, readers will just, you know, be turned off of your story if they're turned off of the way you're behaving. So it's really important to remember that people won't be able to separate you from your work. So anything that you think might be, you know, if you read a really insulting comment, which has happened to me, you know, people write something really rude, just go and, you know, find your little sidekick, like I have MCM, and write a really long ranting email to them, but don't let anyone else see it. And just, that's, you'll true. Look the better for it.
Yeah. So like if like when I write things and I get really, really nasty emails or comments on it, then I just, you know, I just write to Anna and I say, please stop doing that. And she says no. And then I have to give up. So, all right. And yours turn.
Don't forget the crying.
Oh, I'm crying all the time. So how can you tell?
It's good for your eyes.
It's really not. I'm dehydrated all the time. And anyway,
another do.
You're a do.
I'd say do update regularly. Find an update or decide upon an update schedule and stick to it.
Yes. Okay.
So what's your don't?
I don't have a don't for that one, but I have a do that goes with it. If you miss a posting, so say it's supposed to go live on Tuesday and you're not going to make the Tuesday, I mean, you can try it to the bitter end of Tuesday. And, you know, if it comes out on any time on Tuesday, it's technically still Tuesday. But if you're going to miss it and you know it, then write something that says, okay, it's not coming out and here's why, or I won't tell you why, but it's a good reason sort of thing. And if you're having one of those weeks where everything is going wrong, probably best to write something that says, like, this week is sucking beyond words. I'm not going to get anything done this week, so we'll continue next week. Because, okay, now I'm going to go into the don't. Don't just kind of put it off day by day by day, because that will make people very agitated, and then they throw sharp objects. So, all right, yours. Do. Yeah.
I'd say also, as soon as you've got things set up, do read other web fiction and interact with other web fiction authors and the rest of the community. Not only because, you know, we all have to kind of support each other and it's, you know, quite a small, tight-knit group. Also because you never know when you're going to get ideas for your own work. You know, you might go to another web fiction author's site and then say, hey, look, they have a really cool artwork with each chapter. That's something I'd like to do. Or, you know, at the end of their chapters, they ask questions to their readers or they give a little teaser for the next chapter. And that's an idea that could work for me. So I think really interacting with other authors and the rest of the community is definitely a do.
Yes. And,
Do you have a don't for that?
I do. Hold on. I have to phrase it. It's going to be good. It's going to be mind-blowing when I get it into words. And when you go and you look at the other things on other sites, don't just talk about your own web fiction in the comments, because I've seen that happen many a time, where an author will go to another piece of web fiction and kind of like, I see that you mentioned a cat. I like cats on my site, and it has nothing to do with cats, and your post had nothing to do with cats, and yet they derail it, and then they put a link to their thing. And don't do that, because that's tacky, and nobody likes it, except for some people. So, except okay, do. I knew it. Do.
I'd say do also, back to kind of design things, which we touched upon briefly before the reading, do have story navigation. You need, whether you have one page which has table of contents, you know, with a story blurb and links to each chapter, and between each chapters, try to have next and previous links, because you never know what page a reader will land on. So it has to be really easy for them to find an index, or, you know, even just the first chapter, so that they can read it in order. If they land on your website and they just see chapter 18 and no way to get to chapter 1, they're going to click away quite quickly.
Yeah. There's a good one to do with chapter navigation. But again, when you're dealing with anything to do with chapter navigation, you want to keep in mind that you don't obsess on it at the start. Make sure you kind of understand what you want and what your readers want, because it can be it's very easy to do it wrong and to irritate people. Kind of examine the entire process before you do anything much.
You've just given like the complete opposite advice from me.
No, I didn't. It's important to have it, but don't commit to it too fully because you might be doing it wrong. That's all.
Only you do it wrong.
That's true. So that's why I'm saying it, you see. Okay, back to you for ado.
I'd say, well, this would be more after you've had your first few chapters up and running, do get listed on directories. There are two that are the biggest for webfiction. Webfiction Guide, which is pretty easy to find, webfictionguide.com, and Muses Success, which I think, was it musessuccess.info? Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Both of those are really large directories dedicated to listing online fiction, and it's a great way to, you know, at the beginning when you're starting and nobody knows who you are, at least to start getting your name out there. But of course, they do have their, at least Web Fiction Guide definitely has certain submission guidelines, such as having a certain number of chapters up and having navigation. So it might be something to worry about a little bit later on, but it is something that you should definitely do.
Yes. Oh, boy. I forgot I'd have to be negative about that. I don't have anything negative. Don't walk down the street spray painting cars with your URL. Okay, your turn.
Do make sure that you're, this is again about design, that people can read your work. You know, if you've got, I mean, you may, when I first started, I had a quite small font. It was black background and a white text, and it was probably in like Arial size 9, and, you know, no one could read it. Of course, no one's going to read it. Then I switched, and I had kind of a pale gray background, and I had black text, much bigger. I think it was like 0.12, and suddenly people started reading my work. So you have to also, I know that MCM is telling you not to worry about these things too much, but you know, if your website is illegible, no one's going to read it.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you go to WordPress, there are some themes out there that are illegible, so stay away from those. But for the most part, they're reasonably readable things. So all I'm saying is don't go in and mess with a theme to make it unreadable if it was readable to begin with. Because, you know, as somebody who does a lot of web design and deals with a lot of people in various parts of the world and whatnot, who sometimes have different ideas about what is readable, freaky fonts, not readable. Tiny font size, not readable. There is an argument that, you know, white text on black is more readable. Generally speaking, that's where you get a lot of complaints from people saying it hurts their heads. So, you know, it's if it's built into a theme on WordPress, you should probably just leave it alone. And I think that's a good rule of thumb. So don't go making it harder for your readers.
Yeah. I think the only other do I can think of is to, we mentioned, you know, not worrying about editing, but do just proof over your chapter before posting it, because you'll catch all those really stupid mistakes like writing the twice, or, you know, calling someone a he instead of a she. Just catching those tiny things, I think, is quite important to do.
Yeah, because you'll get to, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a bunch of things, but a lot of your commenters will point out typos or something, and
some of them love to, though. I have one commenter who's great and catches every single mistake. It's just amazing.
But then you don't want to have your entire comment stream filled with, oh, I found a typo, oh, I found a typo, oh, I found a typo, and you're like, ah, and then somebody else comes to visit the site, and it's kind of like, well, this person's illiterate. That's excellent. So thank God for the readers. So, yeah. Just a little bit of proofing, just a tiny little bit to make sure that you haven't made a fool of yourself is good. So
you're agreeing with me. You know, that means I'm winning. I'm winning.
No, it doesn't, because I actually had two negatives earlier. So this is
no, because I've been counting, and you're at 4, and I'm at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So there you go. Ha.
You have not been counting.
I've been counting.
No, you haven't. You just made that up.
Right, we should probably wrap things up unless do you have any other, you know, do you want to try equal my score, or, you know, is it just beyond you?
Okay, I'm gonna have a do and a don't. I'm not actually sure if this is immensely possible on a lot of things. I know Blogger has it built in. You can do the analytics to see where people come from and stuff like that when you're writing your web fiction. And in terms of a do, it's kind of nice to see, you know, if people are arriving at your site because somebody on some blog mentioned you, you can then kind of speak directly to those people, like the blog that mentioned you, maybe blend them into the story a little bit so that they feel a little loved and whatnot. And, but at the same time, don't obsess on that, because you can, again, spend your entire life looking at the analytics and say, you know, why is it that the only people who link to me are scary and stuff like that? And that's really depressing, and you don't want that because it leads to alcoholism and stuff like that. So yes.
I'll give you that. I think uh-huh. We're tied. Right.
Yes.
Hopefully next time, in our next episode, we'll have a guest to chat with us and, you know, spare you from the sound of MCM's voice.
Can't argue with that.
What is it we're talking about in our next episode, MCM?
I was thinking that we should talk about some of the fun things about website design and how that impacts the usability and the accessibility of your writing. So that's what I was thinking. I just made that up. So we could also talk about bunnies if you want, but I don't see how it relates. So
I think we could do both, bunnies and website design.
Ooh, okay. I'm so there. Oh, I already am there anyway. So, okay.
Great.
Right. So I'm going to close, right? Do I get to close?
If you want to.
I guess.
So next time we're talking about bunnies and website designs, I guess we could also say if anyone listening has any suggestions for future podcasts, they can also drop us a line at an email address, which will be in the comments, because I don't think we have one at the moment.
On behalf of myself and my trusty sidekick, Igor, and everybody else here at Web Fiction World, everybody else, even Igor, I just want to say thank you for listening, and bunnies are cute. Was that good?
No. We'll see you next time.
Oh yeah, we'll see you next time too. That too, yes.
I can start it if MCM thinks of a catchy tagline to close with.
All right, I'll think of a catchy tagline. I can do that.